So many great things to get behind, and one of them is a pretty cool event coming up on Saturday, September 8th in New Lebanon, Ohio. And on that great note, we welcome the organizer of this event and also the development director at Ohio Citizen Action. She's Melissa English. Melissa, thanks for being here today.
Oh, my pleasure. Beautiful day.
Isn't it? Gorgeous. It's going to be a beautiful day for the weekend of your event. I'm just sure of it. I can already feel that. Tell us a little bit. We've got a band going to be playing live. They'll be on stage in New Lebanon at the Country Pines Tree Farm.
Yes.
Barn. And it's not just a performance, a little bit more. But first, tell us a little bit about the Ohio Citizen Action Organization.
Well, I know that listeners in Yellow Springs are very familiar with Ohio Citizen Action. We have a lot of support here. We are, in fact, the state's largest environmental organization with 80,000 members. We've been around since 1975. And if you've talked with someone at your door about environmental issues in the last 35 years, it was probably us. I canvassed for 9 years myself, so I may have seen you myself. Hi, everyone.
Hello. What a delight. And so in 1975, really the sort of the heyday when a lot of the roots got laid down for what has become the strong environmental movement in this country. So are you guys behind the No Fracking Way signs that I'm seeing around?
I don't know if those are ours. Probably not. We don't have a lot of signage out there, but we are definitely part of a broad group of organizations and individuals that are against fracking in Ohio, and that is our current focus.
But there's more to it than that. And in fact, if you'd like to find out a little bit more about the work of this organization, you can go to ohiocitizen.org. That's ohiocitizen.org, and find out some of the great environmental work that these energies are focused on. Melissa English, would you tell us a little bit about this event that you've got coming up? The proceeds benefit ohiocitizen.org.
Sure. We got the idea for doing this event. We had been doing a series of house parties, and one of our board members, Laura Wrench, who is the owner of the Country Pines Tree Farm, said, well, why don't we do a barn dance? Why, indeed.
Like a new Lebanon hayride.
Exactly. And, I'm in a band myself, so I know bands. And I reached out to the Rabbit Hash String Band, having known them personally and been to many square dances that they have played and called. And they were free the weekend we wanted to do this, and it just kind of snowballed from there. We had the notion of putting together something a little bit more than just square dancing. So there will be obviously performance by the band. We're hoping to do our very first ever hollering contest.
Ooh, I love those. You hear them on NPR a lot.
Right.
We managed to find out about these things. Oh, good on you.
And how fun. You know, yeah. We have no idea how that's going to go, but it could be fun. And I got the idea, since there are so many people who are donating things in kind for this and who are sponsoring, of doing sort of a Midwestern hayride type thing. And honoring our sponsors at the event. So I will be emceeing and telling you about all the great folks that make it possible as well.
By the way, you can get tickets by pointing your browser at ohiocitizen.org. And the ticket price includes food and soft drinks and two adult beverages.
No, not the ticket price.
Oh, see, yeah. I'm all like, this is quite the deal. Still a deal.
It's still a deal.
Still an amazing deal. But you can get adult beverages should you so desire.
That is correct.
Yeah. And
and we're going to do a raffle. One of the cool things about the Country Pines Tree Farm is that there is a stone cottage, a very primitive but still very cool stone cottage on the property. And Laura and David, her husband, have agreed to raffle off a night's stay to somebody who attends the event.
How beautifully romantic.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, how nice. Children under 15, by the way, are admitted free.
Right. We want to make sure that this
family
is a family event. Yeah.
Bring them on over.
So bring the kids. Good fun.
Melissa English, the development director at Ohio Citizen Action. You can find out more and stake your claim to a pair of tickets or more at ohiocitizen.org. We'll be back with you, Melissa, but I want to go live to Studio B. I always make up a letter of the best. Studio K, where we have live in studio, and it is my pleasure to welcome. It is the Rabbit Hash String Band. And would you please, the four of you, hit us a tune?
Thank you.
your radio right to left. It's Barb, Russ, Warren, and Judy together. They are the Rabbit Hash String Band. Welcome. Welcome to WYSO.
It's good to be here.
Yeah. So when Melissa English of Ohio Citizen Action came to you and said, we want to put on a show, I have to imagine that you thought that was the best idea coming down the pike.
Of course.
We did. We've worked with Melissa before, and it's always a pleasure.
Well, what a delight to have you here. Tell me a little bit about Rabbit Hash, Kentucky. I'm assuming that you all live there.
Well, the founder of our band, Tom Taylor, lives in Rabbit Hash, Kentucky. And we've had a good time playing with him for about 15 years. And then he had to move to a retirement community. He's no longer able to play with us. But he put our band together. So that's where we have the Rabbit Hash String Band name.
I see. So it's a legacy that you're carrying on here.
Absolutely.
So, but I imagine you on the front porch. Isn't there an amazing general store in Rabbit Hash? Do you go
there
just to keep your roots strong?
We do. We visit the town frequently. And it's a beautiful little town on the Ohio banks of the Ohio River.
Sure is.
No levee or anything, but the store's chained down to some pylons so that it will float when the river comes up and then settle back down. They'll leverage it back onto its pylons.
Well, it's just brilliant. We should all do that in case.
It's been there for a long, long time, through many floods.
How very nice. There's a musical tradition that is strong in Rabbit Hash, and you guys clearly got a little taste of that. Would you be so kind as to play us another tune?
Well, sure. In fact, we thought we'd play the song that Tom Taylor wrote for the town, Rabbit Hash, Kentucky.
Imagine us on the front porch.
This is a true-to-life story. These are all real people who live there in Rabbit Hash.
Oh, fabulous.
That he's written about.
Love that song. How fun. What a delight. Yep. And that's written by the founder of the band.
Yeah, Tom Taylor wrote that, and it was the introductory song to the film, Rabbit Hash, the Center of the Universe, a documentary film all about Rabbit Hash, Kentucky.
Yeah, Wynonna Judd was in. I mean,
that's
it was
right.
There.
It was a big deal. And for the folks in Rabbit Hash.
Well, sure. What's the population of Rabbit Hash?
350.
No.
And some of those are dogs.
Yeah, well, we count everybody.
Rabbit Hash does have a dog for mayor. This is the second canine that's filled the office.
I'm remembering
mayor.
Now all the lore. It's been a while. Thank you for being the ambassadors of this beautiful.
Well, they put the town into a historical trust to sort of protect it from development. And part of the fundraising was the mayoral election was anyone could run. It was $1 a vote. Vote as often as you like. And the winner with the most cash became the mayor. And that's been Junior was the first mayor. And then Junior got sick and had to be euthanized, which gave Rabbit Hash another distinction of being the only community to euthanize a public official.
It's mayor.
Right. So, but then Lucy Liu is the mayor now.
And, such a richness.
She's doing a good job. She's a border collie.
You know, she has her own Twitter feed now.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Melissa English chiming in.
Right. Yeah, we're all fans of Rabbit Hash, Kentucky.
It's going to be an interesting evening. I'd say entertaining to the fullest on a Saturday night. That's September 8th at the Country Pines Tree Farm Barn in New Lebanon. It's a fundraiser for Ohio Citizen Action and also a great, great time. You can find out about tickets and directions and so much more about this sort of dinner and a show affair at ohiocitizen.org. Again, that's ohiocitizen.org. Again, it's Barb, Russ, Warren, and Judy. Together they are the Rabbit Hash String Band. And if you would play us another, I would tap along.
Okie doke.
This is with a nod to the Ohio Citizen Action and the good work that they do. Standing all
They are the Rabbit Hash String Band. And that tune, by the way, can be found on the Music for the Mountain, a benefit to stop mountaintop removal, coal mining, another effort. First of all, I'm sorry, thank you for that song.
You're welcome.
Very nice. And as we're just preparing to wrap for the hour, almost out of time, I wanted, if you would, Melissa English, the Development Director at Ohio Citizen Action, tell us a little bit about this record.
Oh, the Music for the Mountain CD came out as a result of a benefit that was done back in 2011. Gosh, it seems like it was a really long time ago.
Yeah, so much happens is what
it really
is why
has.
It feels
it really
like
has.
Such a long time ago.
We've been very blessed to know many musicians who are very motivated to devote their time and talent to a good cause. And in 2011, Mark Utley of Magnolia Mountain put on a benefit show and a companion CD, and that's what that song was from.
I love Mark Utley of Magnolia Mountain so much I can't even tell you. So what a perfect, yeah, very nice collaborative effort and very natural combining of energies. So you'll have these for sale at the...
We will. We'll have them for sale at the Barn Dance.
So again, it is the Barn Dance taking place in New Lebanon, Ohio, and it is at the Country Pines Tree Farm Barn. And among other things, it's all fundraiser. The proceeds benefit Ohio Citizens Action's nonprofit work for the environment, for this planet that we live on. The event, again, is Saturday, September 8th from 7 until 10 p.m. And you can find out more. You can purchase your tickets. And it's more than just a performance. It's like a whole show. Not to put you on the spot, but I'm told you're funny. I'm not going to make you be funny. Right? There's pointing of fingers going on in Studio B. But I have been told that there will be levity involved in the evening. So you don't get just music, but you might actually smile. Is that right?
There could be accidental levity as well as intentional levity.
Accidental levity.
Anything's possible. And, you know, this is a dance, so we expect people to participate in as much as they are willing and able.
Lovely. It's going to be a great evening all the way around, and you can find out more. There's a link to it at the WYSO Facebook page. You can click on that, or you can just point your browser at ohiocitizen.org. It's coming up quicker than you think. It's Saturday, September 8th in New Lebanon, Ohio. Full details and maybe your tickets right there for you when you click and get on board at ohiocitizen.org. Rabbit Hash String Band, thank you for being here. Why don't you make it a part of your path to wind
you
up here?
To play out here?
Would you?
Ure. Here we'll play an old time when.
Is it an instrumental?
An yep. instrumental, yeah.
Because then I can do the what's called the legal ID if you'd kick us off.
We'll do that. We'll play the old Shortening Bread.
All right.
Same key, kids.
Be ready for Russ Killers to do the calling.
This is 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield. We're online at WYSO.org. WYSO is a broadcast service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. Support for WYSO comes from listeners like you and from Only Friends School, a college preparatory boarding school for grades 9 through 12, where students can lead lives of service and emerge well-prepared for college and ready to make a difference in the world. Only is now scheduling campus visits. Information is online at olneyfriends.org. A huge thanks to the Rabbit Hash String Band. A huge thanks to Melissa English of the Ohio Citizen Action effort. And again, full details at ohiocitizen.org. I'm Nikki Dakota. We'll meet you back here with the news, some traffic news for 35. We'll keep you posted coming right up after this on 91.3. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.